And when I was in Atlanta on Monday nights, I would go to a local comedy club and practice my new jokes along with the amateur comedians. And I noticed some of them were doing things that were wrong, preventing them from getting laughs, and I would give advice to them, and I found that the ones that took my advice immediately got funny the next time they were on stage. And after a while, a group of them got together and asked me to put together a class for them, which I agreed to. We did the class in 4 weeks, and at the end, for some reason, I got an idea. I said, let's do a show. Let's do a graduation for your friends and family. So we got the club with your friends and family, had a great show, and I figured, now, this would be the only time I would ever do this. I mean, how many amateur comedians are in Atlanta? Well, a strange thing happened at the end of the show. Their friends came up to me and said, have you ever thought about doing a class like this for normal people? People that didn't want to be comedians, just like maybe to have the experience of doing it one time. And I said, well, I hadn't thought about it, but give me your telephone number. This was before email. And I said, if I ever decide to do the class again, I'll give you a call. Well, over the next 10 years, I taught the class 4 or 5 times a year. And things were going along well. I was also building up my speaking business for businesses. But I started hearing from other comedians and reading articles by comedians saying, boy, we just think comedy classes are a waste of time and money. You know, you can't teach people comedy, people that are teaching comedy, they're just taking people's money from them. And I started to doubt myself. And around this time, I was at a Blockbuster video with the kids. Later on, the older people were explaining to the younger people what Blockbuster was. And my daughters were looking for a VHS video. You can explain what that was. And as they were looking around the store, I was off myself, talking about like I do sometimes, and I was presenting my problem to him. I said, Father, are these comedy classes worth it? Am I doing any good for anybody? Should I just stop doing the class and start doing more corporate presentations? And about that time, the girl started acting up. What a shock. And I raised my voice and reprimanded them. Well, as I did, I noticed this fellow across the store raised his head and looked at me. He dropped his head back down, and after a second or so, he raised his hand up, had this weird look on his face, and started walking towards me. I thought, oh great, now I'm going to get reprimanded for reprimanding them. And he comes over and he starts to break into this smile. He says, now Jeff, when I heard your voice, I looked up, recognized you, and didn't think much about it. But then suddenly the thought hit me, I need to say something to you. He said, I took your class about 8 years ago. And I just want you to know that every wonderful thing that's happened in my life was a direct result of me taking your class. And my life has been wonderful, and I just had to tell you, and I wouldn't get back to you. And he shook my hand and turned around and walked out of the store. And I looked up, I said, okay, I'll keep teaching the class. And the nice thing is, since that fellow was inspired to come over and say that, during the past 15 years, I've had about 2,000 more people take the class, and feel like there's 2,000 more people and walking around, they're making the world a little happier, funnier place, and then their lives have been improved so much. And for that, Baba, I'm extremely grateful. So.